JBQ.
JBQ, one quick question. I've got two-meter boat transceivers here. And I love CW. And I've got a two-meter amplifier I have never plugged up. And I'm getting a two-meter beam this weekend. And I am thinking about, with the sunspot cycle going up the way it is, I'm thinking about trying to work some two-meter CW and two-meter sideband. Do you think that is worth my time and effort?
Give me a comment. To Walt, that was just about a complete double. So, I hate to say it, but let me go back to question number four. Oh, my goodness. So, Walt, you won out, but Larry, you did not. But just want to let both of you know.
BQ.
BQK4OIM. Did you hear any of my question?
Well, I only heard that you had a question. I thought you had already asked it because I did answer what you... and I didn't know it was going to go on. So let's start over, Walt. Back to you.
I've got two-meter all-mode transceivers. I've got one in my mobile, and I've got one sitting here on the bench I need to do some work on. And I've got the rotator, the control box and everything. And I love CW. And with the sunspot cycle going up the way it is, I am thinking about setting up a 2-meter CW station and trying 2-meter single sideband. Do you think it's worth my time and effort to get that antenna up and set this station up?
JBQ. Well, I'm split on that. I have my opinion, but I want to ask the net manager to chime in on this. There's two ways to use 2 meters, whether it be it's FM, of course, but you can use CW. But whether or not it can involve the repeater, I think the only thing I've ever heard on a repeater, as far as CW goes, is the repeater's identification. So, Dave, if you're still in there, what would you say to using the repeater for distance? KK4JBQ.
Yeah, you're going to be limited. if you want to use 2 meter to go to do like long distance, it's better to go with sideband and single sideband, upper sideband, or lower sideband, I guess. But probably more, you'll probably find more people on upper sideband with 2 meters going long distance with like stacked beams and things like that. But on a repeater, no, that's FM. It takes more power to push the FM than it does the single sideband. And the talking about that CW, the CW on the repeater is modulated CW. It's not amplitude. See, it's not the same thing Walt was talking about earlier. It's not AM. It's FM. And it's just audio over FM, which is modulated CW, which... like I could play tunes on my phone, and that would be, I could play, hold my phone up to the microphone and play digital CW over my mic, and that would be modulated CW. That's not what CW really is, right? CW is really, it's amplitude modulation. So I'm thinking if you want to do long distance 2 meter, better to get a Yagi or a stack set of Yagis and go sideband or AM rather than try to depend on a limited range of FM. That's just my opinion. I think there's probably been people do moon bounce with FM, but that takes stacked arrays of Yagis and 1.5 kilowatts of power to make that happen. So it's like the thing I was saying earlier. You give 100 people this problem and they'll solve it 100 different ways. There's no one answer to that. W4DJW.
KI4LZR4. Things, Larry. It's not necessarily to say WHO on a repeater on FM. It's like HF. You got CW, you got sideband, and down there you got AM. And up on 10 meters in a small area, you got FM. What he's talking about is doing just nothing but a small part on the band is CW. And another part is sideband, another is FM. I know some over here that used to do upper sideband on 2 meters. And 4 times a year during the VHF contest, that's pretty much what most of it is. But that's how active it still is now, other than during those VHF contests, I would have no clue. KI4LZI4.
KI4LZI, you understood me 100%, Andy. I was not going to try to use the repeater to do it. I was going to go down on my 2-meter all-mode radio to CW and go down to the CW portion of the band, or either try single side band on the single side portion of the band. You got me 100%, Andy.
Me too. You have it. I think we're all in agreement. The repeater, another thing to toss in is that the repeater, the signal is vertically polarized, but your sideband will be horizontally polarized. And I think you'd be... I think it's a wonderful thing to try, Walt. KK4JBQ.
Really confuse Chad's mind now, Larry. And yeah, W4DJW, I didn't intend to give the impression that I was going to use the FM 2-meter repeater. I was going to use CW on my all-mode radio or the single side band. I don't know who's next to pick it up. Chad, if you're listening, KO4NUE.
Here, Walt, KO4NUE. And, yeah, so I guess, Dave, I guess everybody, I'm not really sure how I got this so mixed up. Oh man, that's pretty bad. But guys, just realizing they just gonna make things a whole lot more enjoyable now. Not that I was struggling at all. It's just I'm just not sure how my mind gets where it gets sometimes. But it is what it is. I'll figure it all out. I mean, I just, you know, I haven't been doing this very long, and I guess, I mean, it's great. It is. And Dave, thanks for, you know, straightening that out. But I'm not sure how I got here. But it's okay. I'll get it undone. And, you know, just enjoy things the way they are, the way it's intended to be. But one thing I would like to add is that, you know, when I found the South Carolina single sideband, the traffic portion of it, man, there's a lot of structure there, and it just kind of fit right in that bill. This is the way you do it. You can't deviate from that. There are written rules for this. This is exactly the way you do this. Then, when I had the incident with the Hurricane Watch Net, okay, that reinforced. Okay, well, this guy is he's an amateur plus, and I got fussed at a little bit. Not sure why I got fussed at for trying to help and contribute the station that was asking for relays, but in my defense, just saying, okay, that reinforced that whole rank thing. So, one other incident, yeah, when I inadvertently got out of band. So, I guess it's kind of easy for me to go there, I guess. I'm seeing a lot more liberties here than I think that's going to end up being a great thing. But I know this sounds really corny. I do, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I got here. How I got here doesn't matter. I probably need to get off of this horse and get on another one and maybe go the other way with it even. And that's what's in my mind. So, oh, man. But it's all good. Excuse me. I appreciate the information. And anybody else wants to comment, then I'm just going to kind of sit back and listen. But thank y'all so much for answering my questions.
Well, just so we're clear, W4DJW, just so we're clear, you can't go out of band, right? That is illegal. That's a FCC legal requirement that you have limits to the band that you can go in and out of what other people can say to you, right? And, you know, how they handle it, that's up to them. But just want to make sure I don't lead you down give you any misconception, right? We have our limits on the bands, and we can't exceed them. We can't go outside of our allocation, frequency allocation. Just, and I'll leave it at that, W4DJW.
Can you get in that? I'm very, very clear on that. just want to make sure you know that I do understand that. KL4NUE, I'm listening.
KL4. Those 2 meter almost brand new, I tell you, it's probably not worth it. But being that they're old, you've already got it, and you have the ability to repair it, go ahead and go for it. At least 4 times a year, you can do, there's all kinds of sideband on 2 meters. 4 times a year during those VHF and UHF contests, plus one of them takes place in June just before the big field day. KI4LZI4.
LZI. Yeah, Andy, my 2 meter base station is an Oyezu FT221R. And the mogul I got, it's a Kenwood. I can't remember the model of it. But both of them, I hate to say, are solid state. But, yeah, both of them's older transceivers. And I was thinking with the sunspot cycle going up, any time this summer would be a good time to try it, because I talked all the way down to Johnston, South Carolina the other day on 2 meter FM on this repeater, And then, I mean, he thought I was going through EchoLink, and then I talked to Kingsport, Tennessee on this repeater the other day. And really, really just like he was sitting here in the room with me. So I thought about trying the sideband and the CW on the all-mode radios.
ABQ. I think I owe you an apology because I jumped to the conclusion, maybe because sideband wasn't mentioned, and so I assumed that you were thinking of using the repeater and skip, perhaps, or something for long-distance QSOs. So I'm sorry I jumped to that conclusion. But there is one other. I'm just sitting here thinking, why did I do that? And there is one other instance that I'm aware of. I heard a conversation between two hams, and they wanted to schedule CW using the repeater for practice. They were both trying to increase their knowledge of CW, but also their speed. And they weren't within line of sight. They weren't going to manage that contact between the two of them that way on Simplex. So they thought they might use the repeater. And then I realized, oh, maybe that's not kosher, not something that the net manager would be too thrilled with. So that's why I put the question out to Dave. That explains that circular reasoning. KK4JBQ.
For JBQs, I thought you had misunderstood what I was saying, Larry. I think W4DJW did also. But no, I have had a new ham ask me. He had heard me talking about CW on the repeater, and he had asked me if we could practice on here. I let him know right quick we had to go to HF, probably down on, I'm going to say frequency now. We're going to go down on frequency. We'd have to go down to 80 meters to do CW. You know, to practice or whatever. I know that can't use the repeater to use CW or anything like that. But I didn't think you understood, Andy. I mean, Larry. I guess you can tell I done took my amp to tripling and I'm fixing to wander up to the house, but it is raining here. And I've got my big, heavy coat. I hope it dried out from this morning. We had a gully washer up here. Well, as Wendy said last night, a frog strangler. This morning when I got up and come down here to the shack, it was thundering and lightning and pouring the rain. And I grabbed the big, heavy winter coat because it had a hoodie on it. I put it on in time I got down here to shack. I was soaking wet. I'm going to have to get back up here and let my daughter know I made it back up to the shack again tonight one more time. So I'm going to say 73s to KK4JBQ, KI4LZI, W4DJW, KO4NUE. I'll let y'all have it. Y'all stay in here and talk as long as you want. 73s, all of you. K4OIM. 73s. I'll be clear.
Night, Walt. W4DJW.
Nighty night.
Walt. good one, bud. Appreciate the info.
You be especially careful, Walt. One wrong move with that net, and that it'll be sure enough all over. And what Larry was talking about who on the repeater, that depends on the owner and the control operator. You can do this here, but here on the repeater is not the primary place you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to go down on the part of the 2-meter band, the CW part, and do it. I remember decades ago, back in the late 70s and early 80s, before HCZ, at times would do CW practice here on 610 back then. It can be done, but it's not supposed to be the primary place to do it. KI4LZI4.
If it's not inappropriate, I'll just say any closing comments. I know it's late, but just wanna hear it all while I'm here.
KBQ. I will admit that I'm showing my tired is showing. And wish everybody a good night's rest. Thank you all for being here. Each and every one of you has a special way of putting things, and it's much appreciated. Oh, so good night to all, and everybody have sweet dreams. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
KL4NUE, 73's Larry, appreciate the comments, and Dave, if you're still in there, hey, thank you so much, I appreciate all the help from everybody, and y'all have a wonderful night, and a wonderful week, be safe, and it's KL4NUE, and I'll be clear.
Well, how's the affordable clear?